Hello and welcome to episode 27 of The Big Rewind. The sound you can hear is not Jamie. It's Jamie's cat. Say hello to the people listening.
I'm not Jamie's cat, unfortunately. This podcast would probably get a lot more views if I was, as I'm sure Jamie has said before.
Views or listens?
Listens, views. You know, however people want to enjoy the media. My name is Dale, otherwise known as a silent consumer.
There you go. And you are?
I am here. I am amazing.
You are amazing.
That's it. I'm Jamie's brother. I am the protege.
You are the guest host.
I am technically the guest host, but I am also the invader. Call me Genghis Khan, why don't you?
I will. Genghis. It's basically the show where we talk about new movies and rewind back to talk about older movies and retro themed things. There you go.
Okay.
Now you know what you've known for ages.
Yeah. Okay, now the people know. As long as the people know, you got to give the people what they want. Anyway, exactly. Let's continue on and give the people what they want.
Yeah, let's not waste any more time.
No time must be wasted.
I can't waste more time, like, talking to you, to be honest. I have to talk to the people right now. All right?
Go for it.
You didn't even get angry. You were just like, all right.
You've got to give the people what they want. It's important.
True. Let's give them some news. The big news. That's actually quite good. That's better than the this is bullshit.
God damn.
Riddick!
Ah,
that's our first news, Riddick.
Well, what about Riddick? What's happened to Riddick? I like Vin Diesel.
I like Vin Diesel and I enjoyed Riddick. It was fun. Did you see it?
I haven't seen the latest Riddick, not yet. But the problem I have with the latest Riddick is that I haven't seen it yet, for one. And that it looks like a bad version of Pitch Black.
And it's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Oh, well, fair enough.
Fun bad.
Oh, that's good.
It's enjoyable.
But the problem is with the Riddick films, they've generally been quite decent. I know the sequel.
Yeah.
And the games have been good as well.
Yeah.
So pretty much everything from the Riddick universe, including the comics, have like been quite well accepted in terms of like decency.
Yeah. Yeah, quality-wise, it was something there.
So it's quite concerning that the latest one was a bit poor.
It did feel like a B-movie, which isn't great. But as a B-movie, it worked somehow.
And it's got Vin Diesel. You normally find when B-movies have A-list actors, they actually go off all right. Because your expectations are low, right?
Exactly.
And they can only just about fall on their face enough times to get across the line to meet your expectations.
That's very true as well. Vin Diesel... He said that Universal is interested in making a sequel. A new.
Well, of course Riddick. They are. Riddick makes money.
I don't know if he did make too much money. So they're not going to get that.
I'm sad. I'm saddened to the fact that they're thinking about making a sequel. And they're not just making a sequel.
Just do it.
Just, what's the problem?
Like, I know... Did you enjoy Dread? I'm not sure if you enjoyed it or not.
I hated Dread.
Okay.
Dread. Judge Dread was all right, right? But the problem was that it's like... It was like a first episode in a TV series.
Yeah.
It was the first episode in a TV series that they cancelled after the first episode.
Yeah. It was like a day in the life thing and you expect more. You're like, yeah, now the fun stuff.
Like he's going to fight against a really tough bad guy. No, it's just some guys are going to turn up. He's going to shoot them. Don't worry about it.
It did it well, but yeah, they could have given that at least.
You need some like tense or some suspense or something to.
I guess, yeah. I
mean, make it interesting, not just one guy gunning people down. I know Jamie's a big fan of one guy gunning people down, but I need some tension in my fight scenes.
Fair enough.
Like I need to feel like a certain amount of vulnerability with the character.
Fair enough. You prefer the raid.
The raid is much better. Anyone who hasn't seen the raid should just kill themselves. Including you, Adam. So I think you should just go now and kill yourself. We should end this podcast.
Can I wait until the end?
I'll allow it. Right.
Thanks. So I don't know, I think he tweeted a weird video of him like singing or something. And it said, we're going to do Riddick. I don't know, some bullshit. I couldn't watch the video.
Love the rendition.
Yeah. Didn't sound really like Vin Diesel. I can't do it.
Wow, I thought Vin Diesel was in the room there, folks. God damn.
Sorry.
People didn't really need more Riddick after Pitch Black. But since we got more Riddick after Pitch Black, why not have all the Riddick in the universe?
Yeah, let's have
Let's have loads of it.
There's the different types of Riddicks, like Riddick in fucking, you know, a B-movie we've had.
Why don't we have Riddick in a city?
Yeah.
Why does he always have to be in a barren fucking wasteland?
Exactly. That's what
we've had two movies where he's in a prison, and then two movies where he's in a wasteland.
Yeah.
And a game where he's in a prison and then on a barren wasteland. Can we stop it with the prisons and the barren wastelands?
I think they think it's like maybe too much of a jump. People would just be like, "The city, what? I'm lost. Because of, that's probably the Predator effect. Like the first Predator was in the jungle, second film in the city. People were like, "What? A city?"
Yeah, but the second film did really well.
Yeah, it's quite good. Did it do well?
It must have done.
I don't know.
I mean, it's well acclaimed, like, yeah, post the fact.
True. No, people like it now, but I'm not sure if they liked it back then.
I mean, anyway, it did have to overcome the sequel not having Arnie in it.
That's true.
It's probably had a much more substantial effect than it not being in the jungle.
That's a good point.
Hey,
Quentin Tarantino.
Stick around.
Son of a bitch. Quentin Tarantino is suing a website because his script was leaked. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, was it? What was the website?
Was it Gawker or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. Oh, yeah. But it was like Quentin Tarantino basically wrote a big script, was like, "Yeah, I'm so amazing."
The Hateful Eight.
All right, Quentin Tarantino, stop jacking yourself off again on camera. And then someone leaked it and he's like, "Wah!" And then he's suing now. And he's cancelled the making of the film.
I know.
He's not just been like, "Yeah, I know you guys know the plot twist, but I don't give a shit. If you want to watch the movie, you're not going to look at the plot twist, right?"
Yeah, it's a weird reaction to everything, but
like it's a real childish reaction that I'd expect better from Quentin.
You'd expect Michael Bay maybe to have that reaction.
Yeah, I would expect Michael Bay to have that reaction.
Luckily, Michael Bay doesn't use a script, so we're pretty safe.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, I will not have that. There are two Michael Bay films I enjoy, and I will not have a word spoken against them.
Which ones are they? Maybe they're the same as I like.
Pain and Gain.
I like Pain and Gain.
And can you guess the second one?
Is it The Rock?
No.
Ooh. Then I don't know. The Island?
No. There are no islands involved. There are no rocks involved.
Armageddon?
No, it's Bad Boys 2. Oh, I loved Bad Boys 2. Bad Boys 2 is one of my favorite films.
I did not see Bad Boys 2.
I
saw the poster to Bad Boys 2 in Transformers 2.
Bad Boys 2 is brilliant. Shout out. Bad Boys 2 is brilliant because it's basically just Will Smith and
Martin Lawrence.
Yeah, that guy. Being entertaining.
All right.
In gunfights.
Not the first one? Is it better than the first
one? The first one's terrible because it's got Will Smith in it. Will Smith's not in
He's not in it?
He is in it, but he's in it for all of 2 seconds. But anyway,
I didn't know that.
Quentin Tarantino's been a bit of a dick is the end of that story.
Basically, yeah. Well,
which is, you can't blame the website for leaking it. You can blame the guy that leaked the documents to the website, but they're a website. It's their job to get views.
Exactly. Yeah, but then it's like, why? I think the deal was that they would post a story about him writing the script, but they just posted the whole script.
Ah, fuck it.
Just like, you misunderstood.
It's like the editor's really lazy.
God, why would...
The editor's so lazy. He's just like, nah, we'll post the whole thing.
I think everyone's wrong at this one. Marvel, they're already working on Captain America 3, despite Captain America 2 not being out yet.
Is it going to have Don Cheadle in it?
Here's hoping.
No. Am I going to have to go to Hollywood and, why did you put Don Cheadle in Captain America? God damn.
Awesome.
But well, the thing is with the whole Marvel Avengers thing is that they're setting up for it to be a whole series of films. Like, they've already got the future series set up. They're already making a specific film for one of the characters in the future series, Ant-Man, which I have no interest in whatsoever, because who gives a bollocks about Ant-Man?
True.
And it's, one of the biggest problems with the Marvel Universe that they really handicapped themselves with is that they ruined the Fantastic Four so early on.
Oh, yeah.
Because Mr. Fantastic's actually really important, especially in the future Avengers stuff.
Yeah.
Well, not so much the future Avengers, but he's like really important when it comes to like Endgame Thor and Endgame Galactus. Like, Mr. Fantastic is a really important guy. Mm. And they've just shat all over the Fantastic Four.
So hard.
Yeah.
Hate those two movies.
The second one was so bad.
It was really bad.
So bad. And yeah, so never mind. What, more Captain America? I'm happy with that because I actually enjoyed the first film.
No, me too. Me too. I like the first film. I'm not sure if they're going to release Captain America 3 after the Avengers 2, though. Probably.
But probably. In terms of like how we've heard about the announcements.
But that's like 4 years from now.
So they're building this thing to be like a 20-year-plus
True.
Movie schedule thing that they've got going on. Yeah. It's going to be ridiculous.
I can't wait until like 20 years
from now.
They're
trying to make it to become the biggest selling movie franchise ever.
Yeah, and it's on the way to doing that. Although it kind of lost steam last year with fucking Iron Man 3.
Yeah, well, that was... No. Cheadle cannot like, you know, ruin the entire Marvel catalogue of movies just because he's in and ruined two movies already, okay? He's not allowed to ruin the rest of them. I will personally go and scream at Hollywood producers until they stop putting Don Cheadle into movies.
Let me get this straight. You don't like Don Cheadle in those movies?
My brain just frazzles when you're talking about Don Cheadle doing anything productive in his entire life.
By the way,
that might be a bit much, but he is just awful in Iron Man 2 and 3 is what I'm trying to say.
I just want to say that this podcast was brought to you by Don Cheadle, the Don Cheadle Foundation.
I hate Don Cheadle.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Okay.
Known for Borat. Fucking loads of other things.
Yep.
He could be playing the villain in the next
Bruno
Alice in Wonderland movie.
Okay.
They're making a second one for some reason.
Wasn't he in the first one?
Nope.
Oh.
He was in Sweeney Todd, which was another Tim Burton film.
He's been in like loads of things where he's played bit parts. Oh no, it was Hugo.
Hugo.
He played the bad guy in Hugo.
Yeah. Was he meant to?
Yeah, he was the bad guy
with a Cockney accent or something. He puts on a weird
accent. Yeah, it was weird. And he's like the security guard and he's in that and he's...
It's all like, around.
Why are you here? I don't understand.
No, he seems to be doing like more kids movies for some reason.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'll be called Through the Looking Glass and he'll be the villain, whoever that will be.
Is Johnny Depp going to be in it?
Yep.
Why are they making this film?
Because it made like almost a billion.
Yeah, but that was basically off the fact that it was the second 3D film to come out after Avatar.
Even though the critics were...
Everything other than that, it was pretty damn awful.
The critics hated it.
Yeah, because it was pretty damn awful. It looked bad.
It's weird that the
production was bad.
Knowing that people didn't like
Johnny Depp basically did Jack Sparrow again, like he's done in pretty much every role since Pirates of the Caribbean came out.
Yeah, I know. This isn't going to go well, is it? And this time people will be like, oh, fuck 3D. Like, they're not going to go just for that.
No one likes 3D.
They'll probably lose a little bit.
Because everyone headaches. It's a really bad idea.
And because it's Disney, they're going to sink.
Like, everything is really dark as well.
Yeah.
It's just awful.
They're going to Lone Ranger that shit. They'll put like tons of money in it.
And I actually escaped Lone Ranger. But anyway, continue on.
You did well. Justin Lin, who's known for directing the Fast 5 and Fast 6 and...
It was Fast and Furious 6.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
Get it right. Paul Walker for life.
He's directing...
Paul Walker for life! Anyway,
Paul Walker for life?
Yeah, no. Just shouting out Paul Walker.
You're making me sad again.
Continue.
He's directing a kid's movie called Toymageddon.
Toymageddon. Is that going to be like Smart Soldiers?
Small
Soldiers?
I think it's going to be
Soldiers.
Like a higher profile.
Because Small Soldiers was like... That was your phone.
Is it?
My phone's off.
But I have no friends. I guess it must be the cat's phone.
Oh, damn cat. Anyway, so yeah, Small Soldiers was really like quite brutal.
It was, yeah.
And I remember that because it was like they had the aliens who were really pathetic and like the army guys who would just destroy them.
Just tough as shit.
And I think one of the voices was also Optimus Prime.
Oh yeah?
Like the main alien. I don't know, I might be completely wrong in that. But that's pretty...
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, he's like...
I remember something like that.
Aliens, roll out! He didn't say that, but he should have done.
That was a cool film. But like a kid's movie, it was good.
Anyway, but continue on.
Toymageddon, can't take that away from it. It's a good title.
I'm surprised that hasn't been done before.
Toymageddon! Rupert Sanders. Now, this is going to piss you off. I'm just telling you now.
Has it got Don Cheadle in it?
No.
Okay.
No. I don't have Don Cheadle news every week. Rupert Sanders, who last made that, he made that Snow White and the Huntsman movie.
Yes.
Do you see that?
No.
You didn't miss one.
I know of it.
He's set to bring something to the big screen. Something live action, an anime.
We've got Thor in it again.
Popular anime. Like a Titanic kind of anime movie that everyone loves and doesn't want to see made live action.
What? So wait a minute. He's going to take an animated movie and make it live action.
Yeah. Make a live action Hollywood movie.
So why did you bring up Titanic, which is a live action movie?
No, Titanic as in huge.
Oh, as in a Titanic film.
I'm using it as a adjective.
You're just trying to confuse me.
Yes.
And failed miserably.
I know.
Haha.
Wait, what? Why am I confused?
So, what franchise? What?
Ghost in the Shell.
Oh, Ghost in the Shell. You know, you'll probably be able to find either fan makes of this said film
probably,
that you're imagining, or there's probably been Japanese versions of it.
Yeah.
Because they did it with Death Note, and they did an alright job of Death Note.
I need to watch those live action movies.
I mean,
not
they're alright.
Yeah.
Well, no, if you actually watch the animated series of Death Note like I did, you'll understand that you want to burn your own face off once you watch the second season. Okay. So what I suggest to anyone who hasn't seen it, watch the first season.
And then just...
And then throw the rest away.
Then just
trust me, you will thank me for it.
Then just go see Iron Man 2 again.
No, don't do that.
You just like anything.
Send hate mail to Don Cheadle. Not racism mail or anything like that. No racism.
No.
Just send him a letter saying, "You suck as War Machine. Please stop ruining these films." Just that. Send it to him. Tweet it to him. I don't care how you get it to him. But get him that message that he needs to stop ruining
Iron
Man. It's
that first guy's fault. He went to his head. It's like, I'm War Machine. I will
stop being War Machine.
I will stop. That's my big plan. And he's never
my master plan. I will inflict Don Cheadle upon you all.
And we haven't seen him since.
No, we haven't. Movies. But anyway, yeah, Ghost in the Shell, live action. I don't know.
I'm scared.
Mostly depends on who they get to play the woman.
Could if it they be that get girl from Pacific Rim?
Pacific Rim.
I'm being very specific right now. Yeah.
Yeah,
what's her name, Miko or something like that?
The yeah, Miko. There.
She was hot.
She was well fit. You know, she's like 40.
What?
Yeah, she's like 30-something,
no
like
way.
32. She's 32.
I
looked it up. Look it up. But anyway, we'll look it up later. We'll get it. There'll be a thing.
Yeah, we'll go on Google Images. I mean, and look it up. Yeah.
No, but she's like 32, and she looks. I know she looks like 12 in the film.
Yeah, well, not 12, but like.
Well, not 12, but you
I
know,
she was
of a reasonable age, like 18, 20.
Yeah, I thought she was like 18.
She's like 32.
Some sad news. I'm gonna bring the mood down, Paul Walker style.
Oh God.
Did you know Jew Warrior is an internet kind of reviewer?
Jew Warrior.
Yeah.
I feel quite racist. Or anti-Semitic, as it should be, not racist.
I don't know why it's called Jew Wario. It said the guy used to wear a Wario cap on.
Oh, I want to do the Tottenham chant, but I feel like I might get in trouble.
Yeah, maybe. His real name is Justin Carmichael, and he passed away, unfortunately.
Oh, that's a shame.
He was an internet reviewer who used to kind of show you how to get like really good Japanese games. It would kind of teach people about that.
Yeah,
and
that's
he
good.
Committed suicide, unfortunately. Something really fucked up.
Wow, that sucks. But, well, you know, condolences to his family and whatnot and everything, and all that good stuff.
He's depressed.
This has brought this whole podcast crashing down.
I know. Anyway, Louis C.K. He will voice a dog in a new animated film.
Is it up to?
No. I don't know what he's up to, but it's a...
Hey-o!
It's a DreamWorks CGI cartoon. Fuck knows what it's called.
You sure it's not up to?
No, it's not. Oh, okay. I saw a picture. It was like there was like a dog and other characters around the dog.
there were characters and a dog.
None of them was an old man, so... and he's directed a new film. It's called Tomorrow Night. It's not being released tomorrow night.
Okay.
It's actually being released 5 hours ago. It's being released.
This isn't
today.
Coming out now, so how is anyone going to know what that means?
On his website. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. So.
Genius behavior.
24 plus 5.
Oh, God's sake.
Anyway, it should be out now, basically. On
out now?
And you can get it for a fiver at Louis C.K.'s website.
What is it of? What is the movie of?
It's got all.
You're just saying he put out a fucking movie and not told the people what the movie is.
I don't know
what it's about.
I know Steve Carell's in it.
How does that help anyone make an informed decision?
They can go on the website, louisck.com.
Okay, well, if you're a fan of Louis C.K. and you're already going to get his shit anyway, then go and get it. It's out now.
Yeah.
Are you selling this advertisement space? Because we're not...
Well, I'm going to get it.
Well, there you go, ladies
just
and gentlemen.
I'm going to get this Diet Coke. No. Anyway, I was excited.
Hold on, I need to drink my Mountain Dew. While eating my Pizza Hut.
We could just not do it. No one can see. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Is he spin-kicking grandmas or something?
Almost. His new film, Welcome to the Jungle.
Welcome to the jungle, and we got fun and games.
It's already a Welcome to the Jungle movie.
Isn't it Welcome to the Punch?
No. There's a film called Welcome to the Jungle with The Rock. But the original title was The Rundown. So it's only in the UK it's called Welcome to the Jungle.
Yes. The Rock, he's got to be like, he becomes like a rough and tumble guy who's like trying to fight drug dealers to get his son out of trouble.
With like Stiflers in it as well.
Yeah. And it's like, you have to try and believe that The Rock isn't going to destroy all these guys. But it's like, he's The Rock.
The suspension of
he could eat these guys and their families. Have you seen him eat like 60 pizzas? It's ridiculous.
Exactly. Well, Jean-Claude Van Damme is going to the jungle now. But it's not really the jungle. It's kind of the film. I saw the trailer and it's like a Lost situation where there's like a plane crash or something. And is that the Lost title?
Yeah.
And if you hadn't done that, I wouldn't have known.
Ah, smoke.
And they're all stuck on this island, these annoying passengers. And Jean-Claude Van Damme is this kind of tough guy who basically kind of tries to help them. But then he degenerates into a kind of Lord of the Flies scenario where everyone goes insane.
Okay, well, as long as he spin kicks like a bear or something. Like a bear comes after them through the woods.
That.
And then he's like, oh my god! And then just spin kicks the shit out of the bear. And it breaks the bear's jaw or something.
He spin kicks something in the trailer. But I think it was
It got to, right? It's the only thing he was ever good. Is that the thing? Jean-Claude Van Damme films, most of them are completely awful.
Yes.
And the only thing that made him famous was the fact he did spin kicks.
Yeah.
In all his films.
Because... Seagal
and somehow, after time, that has developed him into this beloved character.
I know.
Did you see... You saw Expendables 2, of course.
Yes.
You know, they repeated that sequence.
Really?
Where he spin kicks Stallone.
Yeah, because it happens twice in a row.
And then he gets up, and then they just play back the same spin kick. And they cut in between. Is that it?
That's one
and they're
spin
like,
kick a movie.
No, it's not it. We've got another spin kick. And they just... And then they play him getting up again to continue the fight.
God.
So they just edit in like a second, imagine like a second spin kick that was never filmed.
Why?
It's brilliant. If you watch it, you'll notice.
Did he hurt himself during the first spin kick? It's like, no, on my back, man.
It looks like a complete thing they wanted to do in post.
Oh, right, okay.
Like, they didn't plan for anything. They're just like, yeah, put a second spin kick in.
Yeah, you're right.
You've got all the shots to make it work.
That's some editing room bullshit right there.
Yeah. No, watch it again and you'll see. And it's really weird.
Oh, my God. Seth Rogen and Jonah Hill, who were both in This Is the End recently. Did you see that movie?
This is the end. No, I didn't see it.
I didn't say, did you sing that movie? I said,
no.
Did you see?
I said, no!
God damn it. I'm going to at least don't cheat on your ass. I'm not going to know what to do.
Yeah, I will. I'll like push him and he'll be like, ah! And then he'll run away. That's all he does in the Iron Man films.
You'll do like in Iron Man 3. Like, you'll steal his suit.
I'll kick down the door. All these small women are no threat to me. Oh.
You know who's worse than War Machine in those movies?
Who?
Iron Patriot. Oh. He's like, where's my suit? You took my suit!
Sucks.
Yeah. Anyway, these guys are also doing the Louis C.K. thing, which is not directing a movie, but voicing a cartoon. They're all going to be in this cartoon called...
You know why?
Sausage Party.
Because you get to be indoors... You get to speak into a microphone.
It's really easy.
You get to eat and drink when you want. You get to shit when you want. You get to take a piss when you want.
You can shit you while
can
talking
do,
as a dog.
You can do everything in a really nice environment.
Yeah.
And all you've got to do is portray some cutesy little animal
and
do barely acting yeah. and get paid.
Yeah.
It's just you get that. Keep getting them checks.
There
keep
you
doing them animated films.
They don't even need to
keep
put a suit
getting
on.
Them checks.
They don't even need to put a suit on.
No, they can turn up in pants.
There you go.
Just underwear.
Just like us right now.
Yeah, just like us right now.
Although I'm wearing lingerie, it's different. So the film will also have Michael Cera, Kristen Wiig, and James Franco. Now, do you want to know
what the film's about? Yeah.
Yeah, the plot of Sausage Party.
Yeah, of course.
Can you guess what it's about? I just want to see if it links to the actual thing.
Sausage Party, animated kids film, right? Kids film, or is it like adults as well?
It might be adults as well, yeah.
Sausage Party. Sausage Party to me would be like a frat party. Like a frat party situation. Yeah.
Okay.
With like...
That's what I thought as well.
With like maybe some gang rape involved. But if it's a kids film, then that's not going to happen.
That sounds dark.
That's not going to happen.
No, Sausage Party...
Brought to you by Pixar.
strap yourself in. This is going to be a ride. Sausage Party follows a sausage's journey to discover the truth about its existence after falling out of a shopping trolley. Can he make it back through the supermarket to his aisle before the 4th of July?
See, somehow, I feel that Don Cheadle has had a hand in this. I don't know how he's done
it. Directed by Don Cheadle.
I don't know how he's done it, but Don Cheadle has definitely had a hand in the creation of this film.
He's at least drawing the sausage.
It's like there was a writer somewhere going, "Hi, dudes, take a look. I came up with this story about sausage, and one of the dudes was Don Cheadle."
Maybe.
And Don Cheadle was like, "Let's make a movie out of it." And the guy was like, "Nah, man, that's stupid. It's about sausages. What are you? It's a joke. Come on." And then Don Cheadle's like, "I'm deadly serious. We're going to make a movie out of this."
Maybe, and this is controversial, but maybe they took a mold of his dick. And then they animated the sausage of that? Or at least that's what they said. They told him they would do. And it's like, "So you're going to use that to CGI?" And he's like, "What do you mean? This is mine. This is my Don Cheadle dick." And then they left.
Not anymore.
Yeah, it's just, am I getting paid for this?
No.
So that's the end of the Don Cheadle themed news.
The Don Cheadle haters.
Yeah.
Don Cheadle haters will one day reunite and have another new segment, I'm sure.
Exactly. We should do a game like at the end of every show. Yeah.
We're going to move on to the hating another actor soon. So yeah. Stay tuned for that.
There you go. Now let's move on to the big review.
You know, you sold this as an office job.
Why don't you sit down? Now talk me through your very scary scenario. Keep in mind, I don't have your PhD.
The review is Jack Ryan.
Shadow recruit. Oh, in the shadows.
We should do like Kevin Costner in this movie, just whisper shit. Like, "Shadow recruit.
Oh, I really like you. I've liked you for a while. I know you've been seeing me watching you for hours. I've been here quite a few times today. Don't worry about it all."
Literally says that in the movie, though.
Yeah.
Like...
Let's start from the beginning.
Yeah, start from the awful beginning that I still can't get over how bad the beginning was.
Of Jack Ryan, yeah.
Of Jack Ryan. Shadow recruit. Oh. So the beginning plays out like he's supposed to be in London getting a PhD.
You know, right? It's London because you see the London Eye, Big Ben, and the Queen in the same shot.
No, Parliament.
Maybe not the Queen.
Parliament. CGI Union Jack. Did you see the CGI Union Jack?
Yeah.
That was funny. So yeah. So it starts off with the most obvious shot of London you could possibly have in the universe.
Yeah, Team America style.
Team America style. And then it cuts to him sitting outside Parliament, I think. Maybe. Sitting outside some buildings in central London.
It looked like St. Paul's or something. I don't know where it was.
With some books. One of them's like Further Maths, the other one's Economics.
He actually says Economics on it.
And Further Maths on it.
Oh, really?
The other one, yeah. The one he's laying on says Further Maths.
That's awesome.
And I was like... I know that book. I'm a math graduate, so I do math.
This is a child's book.
I was like, I looked at it and I thought, that's from college. From sixth form, not from university. I've seen that book before.
No, because they changed his hair, so maybe it was meant to be like 16 or something.
No, but he's going to the London School of Economics.
Oh, right.
He's at university. So, basically,
and
then
he's like a 15-year-old guy he talks to.
Yeah, he walks around some areas, and it's like there's loads of like American teens there with their backpacks
like Buffy.
Their Urban Outfitter look, and it's like... It's just awful because it looks nothing like London at this point. Just looks like some American college campus in the middle of London.
I know. I forgot it was London for a second.
He walks through some arches and some old ceilings that look kind of like they should belong in Oxford, and then suddenly ends up at the steps at the Water School of Economics.
Nice.
Walks in, and it's 9/11.
9/11's happening. on the TV.
And not only that, but they don't show you the TV with 9/11 on it. They show you a reflection of the TV with 9/11 on it.
It's more powerful that way.
And then a dude walks past the TV and goes, "Oh, you're a new American.
Yeah.
Sorry, bro." And then walks off.
How did you?
If you knew he was American, you must have known him, right?
Yeah.
You're not just gonna fucking know that guy's American by looking at him if you're in London.
That guy's a genius. I love that guy.
It's just like,
you're American? Yeah, sorry. Anyway,
Sherlock Holmes turning up. Oh yeah, no, I figured out he was American by the way he walked.
What the fuck was with that guy?
I just don't understand. And then
the film starts.
And then, the film doesn't start, because the film in my eyes doesn't start until they tell you the name of the film,
which is about halfway.
So the film hasn't fucking started yet. So we're still at the beginning.
Yeah.
He becomes a soldier because that's obviously what you do. He's like, dude, I want to serve, so I volunteered for this mission where we fly around in a helicopter for about 5 minutes.
He's a patriot.
He's supposed to be a hero patriot, setting him up to be this awesome Marine guy who kicks ass and takes names, but he's got enough names, so he's only kicking ass.
Somehow survives a helicopter crash.
Yeah.
Where the rocket actually flew in the helicopter. I'm not sure still how this...
Well, there was a lot of shaky cam. Like, this was the most shaky cam I've seen since the second latest Bond movie.
It was literally, we were like, bah!
Like, you couldn't see anything. Like, if I took your head and kicked it, like, a very long way, and then play basketball with it, then you would understand kind of how much shaky cam we're talking about here.
Sure.
So then we go on from there. He has to get rehab for being blown up severely. No scarring, by the way,
no,
which was good. Even though he's got like severe burns in the... No scarring. I mean, no.
He's too pretty. Are you crazy?
I mean, he's definitely very, very pretty with the blue eyes.
They were like, we can't make it mess his face up. He's beautiful.
Scars? No. Are you dumb?
That could give him character. Why would
character?
You do that?
No, yeah. So he's the golden boy. And then he goes on to, instead of going back to war, he goes and becomes maths guy, who's very intelligent and uses maths to do things.
Works for Kevin Costner's CIA agent.
Yeah, but he's actually a CIA agent working for a bank, trying to stop further terrorist attacks. And from this point on, the story kind of falls very heavily on its face.
Yeah, pretty much every scene after that, if you like think about it for like a second...
Oh, and this is where the film starts as well. So name comes like Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit.
Yeah, and you're just like, oh, okay. Already there's like 12 problems with that movie, but okay, go on. And then he goes to Russia, because he's noticed that this guy's been kind of hiding some accounts.
Yeah, there's some suspicious shit going on in Russia.
Yeah.
And because basically they tell you this to you in the first like 20 minutes of the film.
Yeah, there's like an unspoken kind of like Cold War economic.
Yeah, everything is going on. They're like, oh, Georgia and these people have built a pipeline and therefore we're sad.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we're going to attack America economically just because they built this pipeline and it's pissed us off.
Exactly.
It's like, all right. I mean, I don't think you quite understand how oil prices work, but never mind. I mean, never mind, right?
He's not really concerned with that, this movie.
But yeah, so then he goes to Russia and he has to get the information and do stuff with the information.
He meets with the guy who's played by Kenneth Branagh, who's also directing the movie.
Yeah, it's the Russian guy. He's just the Russian guy. He needs no name. He is the Russian guy.
I liked him, though.
But he was so bad. Like, there were some shots where he was just his expression for 3 seconds. Like, count 3 seconds. Like, 1, 2, 3.
There's
just of his face.
Staring.
Staring with
he
a very
staring.
Emotionless look on his face. And it was just laugh out loud funny.
I know, it was good.
I burst out laughing
in
the
cinema.
But
that's why I like him. Because he's like a really cartoonish Bond villain in an otherwise pretty tame movie.
Yeah, but the movie's not setting itself up to be a Bond movie. The movie kind of doesn't set itself up to be anything. It's because at the beginning, we were saying, he's supposed to be the patriot, the hero.
Yeah.
But then he's pathetic for the rest of the film, pretty much, until at the end when he smacks a car in the face with a pipe.
Yeah.
Which is pretty damn good. When he's like, ah! And then he just smacks it in the face.
He actually makes that sound. He's like jumping. No, there's no slow-mo. There might as well have been.
Yeah, there should have been. I don't know why they missed the trick there.
Idiots.
But the film doesn't know if it wants to be a full-blown AAA action film,
yeah,
or if it wants to be an espionage thriller.
Yeah.
And it doesn't want to be the middle ground, which is Bourne.
Yeah.
So it doesn't want to be any of these three things. So it just ends up being this...
kind of all of these, but none this of these.
Weird adventure
time.
Where it's kind of a piece of shit, and it's... and it's kind of not really that entertaining, and none of it really makes any sense. No. And a lot of the characters don't behave in the way you'd expect an actual person in this situation.
Should we address the elephant in the room? The what? Really, really skinny elephant. Keira Knightley's in this movie. She does. She has a beautiful, very convincing American accent.
Until right at the end where it becomes English again.
Yeah. She was less seen. She was like, fuck it. It's the end of the movie.
She's in a towel at one point, though. That was nice. That was her best bit of the film.
Really?
Where she was wet in the towel.
I don't know.
I don't know. If Jack Sparrow likes it, then I can't disagree.
Fair enough.
I mean,
she looked
all right
in those movies. In those movies, she looked all right.
Yeah.
But just this one, I don't know. Rubbed me the wrong way. But, yeah.
Did it rub you, eh?
Yeah, wrong way. Although, is there a wrong way? That's debatable. But, yeah, the romance in
this
movie
is... Yes, there is.
Is... rhetorical. The romance in this movie is really kind of flat. It falls flat.
Well, it gets in the way.
And it gets in the way. Yeah.
It's really badly written. None of it makes any sense. Because all you see of the guy is that he's this awesome guy who's really caring. He's a patriot. He's amazing.
He's like
this great guy. But Keira Knightley's being a bitch to him the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, none of it makes any sense.
She thinks he's cheating on her, and it's like, even when she finds a gun in his pocket, she's like, are you cheating on me?
Yeah.
Like, yes, with this gun.
Yeah, Keira Knightley, everything is about you, as per usual. You dumb bish. Okay? What is wrong with you, Keira Knightley?
And then she becomes a damsel in distress. Again.
Yeah, obviously. But it's like, the problem with Keira Knightley is that all of her dialogue in this was written incredibly badly.
Yeah.
So ham-fisted, all of the bits between her and the guy. I don't know who the guy is, but Keira Knightley and the guy.
Chris
all
Pine.
Of it's written really badly.
Yeah.
And then she acts it so badly that she doesn't make up for any of the bad lines.
Yeah.
So everything just compounds, like the error compounds, just to throw some maths in there.
They compound
and just get worse and worse and worse. And by the end of it, you want Keira Knightley dead. Because there's a point in the film where the film moves away from Keira Knightley and you're like, yeah, okay, I've had enough Keira Knightley. Keira Knightley's gone now.
And wait, there's a bit where you think she is going to die.
But like, then they bring her back and you want her to die. You just want her gone. You want her out of the film. And then they come inches away from killing off Keira Knightley. But they're not going to kill off Keira Knightley because I don't think they kill off anyone in it. Like, this film, was it a 12A? It felt like a 12A.
It's a 12A, yeah.
It feels like a 12A the whole time.
They say fucking once.
No one gets visibly shot.
There's no real
like,
blood.
Like, no blood comes out or anything. Some people fall over. Like, some guys got shot on a pair of stairs and he fell down the stairs. Big black guy gets drowned.
People get knifed, but you don't
see
anything.
Some guy, no blood again.
Now, the biggest problem...
Blood on the knife.
Oh, yeah, fair enough, that's something.
You're gonna talk about something, but the biggest problem was Keira Knightley. Don't try and say the biggest problem was not Keira Knightley.
All right.
I will fight you to the death.
The second biggest problem was the script. I mean, there's no getting around just how crappily that story develops. Like, they introduce a bunch of stuff every time. And forget about what came before. They introduce this knife that's really cool that the bad guy has. By the end, it's not important. It doesn't matter. They introduce that the guy's a patriot. He's like a really good fighter, I guess. But I don't know. They don't really explore
that. He's a Marine, right?
Yeah. But they say that's the only way he survived, but when he killed that guy in the hotel.
Yeah, they say like just after that, it's like, he's like, I'm not used to doing that. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And it's like, and the person on the phone even says, you're a Marine. And you work for the CIA.
Yeah.
What the fuck did you think you were doing?
Like,
and you know that voice on the phone?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that was Cortana from Halo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the voice.
Wow, you would know.
Yeah.
I haven't
just
played it.
Just probably. A random little bit of knowledge there. Fun fact for you.
Oh, interesting. But yeah, I mean, what else does it forget? We had like a list of shit they forgot.
List of shit, like the guy steals a dog from someone for some reason, and then the dog just gets left with Jack Ryan in the middle of a park, and it's just like, okay,
but
now the dog's gone.
Yeah, in the
top
in the next shot, bam.
It kind of seems like all the bad guys know that who Jack Ryan is before he gets to Russia. So he gets to Russia, and they try and get rid of him, right? Because they know he's CIA.
Yeah.
Never explained how they know or why they know,
or if they know, because then they
if they actually know until he you know survives the encounter with the black guy.
Because then the Russian guy's like, Because then the Russian guy's like, let's go to dinner. And then you think, ah, he's got a plan. But he doesn't. He takes him to dinner.
Yeah.
And then...
That's all the Russian guy's doing. He's taking... But the Russian guy already knows that he's with the CIA.
Yeah, because he's making all these illusions.
I know you're part of the CIA. Why don't you fuck off back to America before I have you killed?
Yeah. He's just like, oh, there was a guy in your hotel room, huh? Wink, wink, you killed him. But then it's just like, yeah, so why are we going to dinner?
Yeah, like, I really don't understand why, like...
The CIA... Oh, also,
once
he
gets to
him.
Russia, why anything happens beyond that scene, none of it makes sense.
Yeah.
None of the scenes after that make logical sense.
Like, what's his name? Jack Ryan catches him, and the CIA don't arrest him, even though they know for a fact he's planning an attack.
Yeah.
They don't arrest him and torture him or whatever. They don't even kill him or shoot him. He punches him and leaves.
Punches him in the face, right in the face.
Yeah.
The guy's like, oh, no, don't go.
Can you imagine if, like, James Bond, like, just met the villain and just punched him and then just walked off?
No, James Bond would have punched him to death.
Yeah.
And then walked off.
Or punched him into a shark!
They exploded!
Into gold. Yeah, I miss James Bond. Bring in the next movie, please. Because Jack Ryan's not going to do it. I mean, okay, I'll give the movie that. Okay, wait, there's more issues with it near the end. The bomb that explodes in the water.
Yeah, it explodes in, like, right... It goes off the edge of a road that's being constructive.
Kind of, yeah.
It was really just weird off. Shot. And then it, like... You get the wide shot of the whole Manhattan Island and the bridge, or one of the bridges, and it explodes with this huge explosion right next to one of the bridges.
Yeah.
And it's like, we weren't next to one of the... We were, like, on a road thing. And it was... Well, and it's, like, really far away from the water edge.
Yeah,
like, But you showed the shot of the van going in the water, and it was, right next to the... It doesn't make any... Unless, like, the van floated away, and there was, like, a 20-minute difference between what we saw and the cut.
I didn't even think that the van could work after this, like, once it was, like, in the water.
No, it just, like, floated away like the currents.
Yeah.
The Russian guy was swimming it back to shore.
By the way, if you're like a bad guy and you've got a van, you're gonna explode somewhere, and someone smashes into your van with a bike, someone who's clearly a CIA agent, you might want to kill him.
I mean, you might want to use that knife that you magically lost.
Yeah.
To just stab him in the face.
Yeah.
Just stab him in the face.
Something like that. Just open the door, stab. Walk off.
Stab.
Yeah.
Done. Job done.
You're not Batman. You're the villain.
Batman. Yeah, it's like all the villains didn't behave like villains. Like, they're like, oh, Russia, it's the Wild West. So when they suspect the main guy of stealing something from him, they do nothing about it.
Yeah.
They capture him, surrounded by like 20 guys, 20 armed security guards. And they do nothing about it. They just let him walk off.
I know.
And it's like...
So many scenes like that.
None of this makes sense.
It really doesn't. And I know... I mean, I haven't read the novel, which is Tom Clancy's. I don't know. But yeah, but I'm sure it's better. I'm sure all these plot holes are somewhat explained or slightly better in the book. Because you can't get away with that shit in the
novel.
A
lot of things felt rushed and they felt unexplained and then they just didn't make any sense.
Now, I guess we should say some good
things about
the movie.
The whole idea of, like, having an attack and then selling lots of dollars and crashing the economy... In actual terms, like, you can do one of those. You can sell loads of dollars and crash the economy.
I like how Kevin Costner,
you don't
by
need
the way.
To blow something up. You could just sell loads of dollars. Because as soon as you blow something up, trading would be suspended.
Yeah.
And then you can't sell all the dollars. It's the fucking point.
Yeah,
you could still sell the dollars in the other markets, but not in the American ones. It just makes no sense.
I mean, do you remember when Kevin Costner was just like, talk to me like I'm a dumbass. And that's basically the voice of the audience. Like, they think the audience are dumb. So it's just like, I don't understand your talky-talky words.
Even though he says at the beginning of that conversation, yeah, and explain it like I don't have a PhD.
Yeah.
And then he proceeds to say, and explain it like I'm a dumbass. So it's like the intelligence level gets lower.
Yeah. As the film goes on.
And what other thing makes no sense? He's like a captain in the CIA, right? Supposedly running this unit.
Yeah.
But he's in the field.
He's in the field.
It won't make any sense.
He's like 60.
Why would he be in the field?
Not sure.
Why would he have guns be in the field as well? Like, properly be in the field. Not just like, oh, I'm running things from the field.
Yeah, it's
like,
no,
I'm involved. I'm killing these guys. Yeah. I'm doing this. I'm driving this car. And literally none of it makes any sense.
No, it doesn't. But good things about the movie. Come on. We got to find at least 5 things. All right. 1, I wasn't too bored.
The main guy's pretty attractive. Okay. He's got that rugged charm. He's got that jawline. No, he's pretty good looking.
He's James D. Kirk. I mean, come on. So there's him. There's that scene that you liked with Keira Knightley in the towel. Is that
towel? I mean, you just actress in a towel, wet. I mean, come on, any woman wet in a towel. I mean, you can't really disagree too much. I mean, come on.
Fair enough. Even if it is Keira Knightley, I enjoyed the cartoon Russian villain, and the whole film was kind of entertaining. It wasn't like we'll forget it by tomorrow. Like. Tomorrow we'll be what did we watch?
I don't think I'm gonna forget that horrific beginning with the TV in the window and never seeing the TV and then just seeing people walk backwards and forwards in front of the reflection and just it being really irritating.
Did you ever watch Jack Reacher?
Yeah.
Yeah? That's the Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah, I did.
That was quite good.
That was much better than this movie. This movie sucked in comparison.
That was like
because that Jack Reacher actually made sense. Like it made sense as when what he was doing and what he had to find out. The only bit in that film that didn't make any sense is where he made the blonde woman go and talk to the victims' families.
Oh, I forgot about that.
That was just like what you're just putting her in danger. Why are you doing this? This is America. She could get gunned down by any of these family members.
True. Yeah.
But yeah.
But that was a much better movie. At least there was a really cool car chase in it. Well, this one has a bike chase, but it's not that great.
Yeah. There were things that didn't make sense in that movie, but in this movie, literally everything from the time he touches down in Russia, which is maybe 30 minutes.
Yeah.
30 minutes, 35 minutes in.
The script
makes no sense.
The script almost feels like an early draft. Like they only had 2 drafts of this if 2. Like, maybe 1. Now, another thing
is... It was shot fairly well. It was shot competently.
That's what I was going to say. It looks good. Like, it looks very slick and...
There were no glaring mistakes.
No, not too many, you know, flares, J.J. Abrams style.
Nice screen flares, no.
Yeah, I know. But, and the action, most of the time, you can tell what's going on.
And you can always tell what's going on. Yeah. There's just not a huge amount going on. Like, the action was, run down the flight of stairs, Jack. Okay, I'm going to do it. Stop.
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay, run down the stairs some more. Stop. Okay, run down them some more. Okay, you're safe.
It's just, yeah. I mean, I think if we pause the movie, several key points, we'll probably find Don Cheadle just kind of looking over, ruining a scene.
The worst bit that could have made up for a lot in terms of the action was the car chase.
Yeah. Yeah.
Both, the car chase and the bike chase, because the bike chase was done a little bit better. Because you could kind of tell a bit more what was going on.
True, yeah.
But the car chase was more like... It was more about the conversation they were having than what was going on. Because you couldn't tell what was going on. Because they kept cutting back to these 2 little arrows on this map. Like the GPS. Here they are. They're chasing. Oh.
Blue,
turn a corner.
Blue, red.
Take the next left. Yeah. Don't worry. Like they're still trying to create Jack... Ryan, I wanted to call him Reacher there.
I know, yeah.
But they're still trying to make him out to be this superhero espionage guy, where, apart from the beginning, he's been, like, really pathetic.
Yeah, I mean, it's like if you had Jack Bauer, like, from 24, instead of Jack Ryan in this movie, it would have been a bit better.
That's what I thought watching this movie. It's like, this feels like a really rushed, badly written episode of 24.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, not even a series of 20, just an episode of 24.
Yeah. Like, a not very good episode.
Yeah.
24.
Because all the action was bad. The main character didn't really do a huge amount to help anything.
I've seen worse films in terms of, you know, action sequences.
His edge is supposed to be he's really smart.
Like, by the time you get to the third Bourne movie, you can't tell what the fuck's happening.
You could tell what's happening in the third Bourne movie.
Really?
Yeah. But it's all about he's got to chase down that guy.
The story, you can.
Yeah.
The shaky cam, I mean.
Oh, no. The third Bourne movie. They show you what's important.
Okay.
In the Bourne movie,
like... In between, it's like... Rah!
The fight with the pen is the bit that's important. In the third Bourne movie, the fight with the book is important.
Yeah.
You know, when the guy... He's finally got the guy that killed the other guy and caused all this hassle for him, and he's got to travel around, and he's very pissed off about this, okay?
Hassle. That's an understatement.
And then he's like, I've got this book, and I'm going to beat you to death with the power of knowledge.
Yeah.
Knowledge! And that was a really well-shot scene.
Yeah.
Some of it, a given, was a bit bad, but the bits that were important were well-shot.
Yeah. Oh, well.
This is just not the case in this one.
No. Would you recommend it?
Not for £9, I wouldn't.
Not for £9.
See, this is the thing that I think you and Jamie don't quite get. You get to watch films on a pay monthly subscription basis.
Yeah.
I get to watch films on £9, £10.
That's true, yeah. Jack Ryan's. Yeah. Even if you had to pay for it. Jack Ryan. I might reimburse you for that, actually.
Yeah.
I feel bad now.
Jack Ryan, not worth £9.
If this was like The Hobbit or something, I'd be like, oh, come on, you had fun. Whereas this one...
No, The Hobbit's an adventure, right? It's a bit of fun. Yeah. I enjoyed The Hobbit. I would have... gladly pay like £10 to see The Hobbit, but
there you go.
For a film like Jack Ryan, I think this should probably be in a separate segment, but I'll say this, like, cinemas these days are really trying to kill themselves off again.
Yeah.
Like, before they did this, and they were like, oh, it's piracy, that's why cinema numbers are down, is because people don't want to go, they're just stealing stuff off the internet.
Yeah.
It's like, no, people don't value your product as highly as you do. They're not willing to spend £14 to go and see a film. That they're willing to spend like £5-7 to go. They'll go see that film.
Yeah. And also,
very simple shit like supply and demand. That's exactly. Supply at a cheaper price, there will be more demand.
Exactly.
But they seem incapable of grasping this. And the most recent reason for that is not only their success, but their success with 3D. And the fact that they charged more for 3D and got away with it. Not only for the glasses, but Cineworld was charging £1.50 extra.
Exactly,
for no reason whatsoever. While all the time they've been increasing the price of the snacks and things.
Even if you had the glasses, you had to pay a little bit. Like 30p or something.
No, you had to pay like £1.50.
Oh, really?
Yeah, £1.50 on top. Yeah, even if you had the glasses.
That's awesome.
Because they started giving away the glasses for free, but still making you pay the £1.50 anyway.
Yeah. There's not that freedom, but
no, it wasn't free. It was paid for.
Exactly. I don't know. I don't recommend you going to the cinema to see.
No, this is the kind of film that you can watch on Netflix or on Film Instant.
If it's on Netflix, just sit back.
Or even if you've got not like rental stuff like Redbox in America or Love Film by Disc here,
you
could watch it and enjoy it. But it's one of those like, grab a few beers with a buddy.
There you go.
And relax and just whack it on in the background.
Uh-huh.
And shit will happen and you'll have a laugh. Like,
you need to maybe specify what whack it on. What do you mean by whack it on?
Whack it on. You don't know whack it on, like whack the film on the telly.
No, I didn't know that expression. I knew whack it off.
That's jack it off.
Oh, okay. Well, I whack it off, trust me.
I whack it off. I whack it against everything in the room.
You don't know my style.
Yeah, don't go to the cinema. Don't promote these bad films.
No. So that's a no-no for Jack Ryan.
No.
But if you get a free ticket, you might not have such a bad time. It's entertaining. Right.
It's a good day out.
It's entertaining, and you've got a cartoon version in there, which is always fun.
I'll tell you, though, if you want to go out on a date, it might be all right, especially in today's current film climate, which is pretty much awful.
But then you'd have to pretend like you...
Because then you'd have lots to talk about.
Exactly.
That's about true. How shitty it was. Let's get to the next segment.
The next segment is The Big Recall.
Anyway.
Yeah, we don't need to do that. do you want to start or should I start?
The Big Recall.
I'll explain what that's about for the people out there. The Big Recall is where...
For the people...
We choose a film each, and it's a retro film usually, pre-2000, and...
Wait a minute, are we counting it? Pre-2000?
Yeah.
Like, shouldn't retro films be, like, quite a bit older than pre-2000?
2000, well, it gives us more room. It gives us more room to choose.
Wait, 2001, A Space Odyssey.
That's 1960s, all right? But, okay. No, come on. That's retro. 90s is retro now, dude.
Okay. If you're saying it, it's making me feel a bit old, is all.
Yeah, I know. We're old men now. And we recommend them, or, you know, tell you not to watch them, depending on the did you want me to start, you said?
You start. You go ahead.
We were talking about Michael Bay earlier.
Michael Bay. Yes, we were.
Your favorite two Michael Bay films are?
Pain and Gain and Bad Boys 2.
Bad Boys 2. I don't believe you that it's
what
good.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we come for you? Minish, minash, minish, nash, nash, nah, hey. I gotta learn the rest of the words.
Yeah, you might need to. Yeah.
If you watch the film, you'll understand.
Well, I liked Pain and Gain. I didn't mind The Island. And I liked The Rock, which is the film I'm going to talk about now. You've seen The Rock.
Yeah, he's in Pain and Gain.
I might punch you right now. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call Marvel and get them to...
Send up a Don Cheadle.
Yeah.
Don Cheadle alert!
Yes, The Rock was in Pain and Gain under the name Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson.
But The Rock is also the name, the title, of a Nicolas Cage film.
Great. Okay.
Nicolas Cage film starring Sean Connery.
Yeah, The Rock is Alcatraz, right?
Yeah.
I have to break into Alcatraz, which is since it's a prison, and then they get Sean Connery because he's the only person to break out of Alcatraz.
Yeah, there you go.
So they have
he's
to break in
spy,
to stop, like, terrorists from firing green goo at cities, and Nick Cage plays, like, scientist guy.
To be more specific, green anal beads.
Yeah.
Which go inside these.
Yeah, things. It was. Yeah. It was totally there.
And the villain is like an army guy, renegade. Army
it was
guy.
Pretty, like, half of that film was awful. Like, the whole beginning part of that film was awful. Like,
the bit when
from
it
was, yeah. Basically before they attempt the break in,
mm-hmm.
The whole film's terrible. Like, once they're going in for the break-in and everything, it's all good. Like, you're entertained, everything's moving along at a nice pace. But before that, it's just awful.
It was definitely shaky. Although I do like when they introduce Sean Connery the first time, when he's in that prison. When he shows up and he's, like, being really cocky and shit.
Yeah.
He's being a douche.
Okay.
And then he bursts that window and he's just like...
That's nice for you.
I like Sean Connery. And Nicolas
Cage. He's good, but... It's just the beginning half of that film was terrible.
There's a good scene.
On the bit where they get on the tram and stuff.
Yeah.
And he goes to see his daughter and he's like, I haven't been to see you because I've been in prison for ages. And it's like, yeah, well, I don't really give a shit about you now. And it's like, oh. It's just, what the fuck?
Yeah, they want this guy's help, but they won't let him see his daughter and shit. I don't know. It's a bit of a weird, it's very shitty.
And it's like,
start.
Here, get dressed and this tailor will give you... clothes
and a haircut because he's got long hair to begin.
Yeah, it's just not a good half of a film.
Meanwhile, Nicolas Cage is the most badass biochemist you've ever seen.
He doesn't do any badass things in the movie.
What? Don't
he does like
the end?
One badass thing at the end after you've got all this plot progression of him manning up and them being on their own and him having to carry his own weight.
He outruns a rocket.
Blah, 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 blah.
There's a rocket that explodes and he's like, blah, propelled to safety.
You know what's a better Alcatraz Island film?
Escape from Alcatraz?
Dirty Harry 2?
What?
Dirty Harry 3?
What?
One of the Dirty Harry films, he goes to Alcatraz.
Really?
With the woman, yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I know Clint Eastwood's in Escape from Alcatraz.
No, not that. It's one of the Dirty Harry films.
Oh, well, okay.
One of the Dirty Harry films, the ending conversation is on Alcatraz.
I think the only Dirty Harry film I saw all the way through was the Deadpool, and that was because Jim Carrey was in it.
It might have been Deadpool.
Really? No, that one has like little like remote control cars that explode. It's really silly.
Which was the one with the woman?
The woman. I don't know.
Is it Magnum Enforcer? I feel like it was Magnum Enforcer.
No, there's... Isn't that two different ones? There's Magnum Force and there's
Magnum
the
Force,
Enforcer.
And then the Enforcer.
Yeah, Magnum Enforcer.
Magnum Enforcer. See, it's one of those films.
It's when you've got two TVs.
Yeah, but no, that's a much better film than The Rock.
Yeah, but...
I'm just saying.
What's your favourite out of these three Nicolas Cage films? Which is your favourite? The Rock, Face Off, and Con Air. Because they were around the same time.
I'd say
Face
Off.
Face Off?
Yeah.
I think I might go for Face Off as well. Just because it's the silliest?
Isn't it? Is it John Cusack in Face Off?
John Cusack? No, it's Travolta.
No, it's Travolta, isn't it? Yeah, no, I like Travolta. I think Travolta generally does fairly decently in all his films.
Well,
depending on if he has a really stupid beard, can't be trusted.
Yeah, it's true.
Can't be trusted. If he's got a stupid beard on, then it's just, no, it's not good.
All the ones I was thinking about, he had a stupid beard. And that's a good point.
Broken Arrow.
He's like a reverse
Broken Arrow
Samson.
Is really terrible. But yeah, but yeah, anyway, should we go on?
Broken Arrow, that was another John Woo film. But yeah, no. The Rock as a Michael Bay film, it didn't annoy me like some Michael Bay films can.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't watch the first half of the film then?
Well, I was...
If you can make it to the second half of the film, you'll have a good time.
Exactly. I was afraid it would annoy me, but it didn't that much. There's a couple of moments, I'll admit. Near the beginning, all of them. I was just like, come on!
Stop it with the daughter!
Yeah. But it didn't bother me too much. It's a fun action film. There's like cool action sequences with the Ferrari and the tramway in San Francisco crashing. All these shits going on. And Ed Harris is a good
people taking these shits everywhere.
Yeah, people just squatting down, dropping their pants, taking shits on Nicolas Cage. It's like, no!
Not the bees! Oh, so yeah, my one is Ocean's 11.
Oh.
But the original Ocean's 11.
Oh.
So with Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, and Sammy Davis Jr. in it, and some other dudes.
Yo, you're actually going retro.
Yeah, I am actually going retro.
Like, fuck the 90s.
Yeah, fuck the 90s. Well, what are you guys on about? I really enjoyed this film. It's nothing like the new Ocean's 11.
I know, yeah.
It's got some musical elements, but not a huge amount. So like they get Dean Martin.
I must have been 9 when I saw it.
They get Dean Martin to like play. Well, it was on Love Film Instant, so I got to watch it back. I don't know if it's still on there. You can probably have
Stop
a look.
Pimping that. I was pimping my own thing.
Well, check out Adam's thing.
Yes, you should. Trust
but
me.
Yeah, but
it's a thing to behold.
It's a Jesus. So they get Dean Martin to be like he has to be an entertainer at one of the casinos so he can scope the joint out.
Yeah.
So you get a few of his songs, and then Sammy Davis Jr. is like the driver because obviously.
Oh really?
Because wow. Obviously he has to do something, and he does a few songs, but generally there's not a huge amount of musical stuff in it. It's kind of just like a straight up heist movie.
Yeah.
And an old school straight up heist movie. So there's not a load of twists and turns. It's just kind of like get the group together. Everyone has their thing they can do.
Yeah.
And let's do it. And instead of just robbing one casino that's hard to rob, they're like, nah, that's for bitches. We're gonna rob 7 casinos. Because so we're manly about this.
Is it Sinatra that says that line? No. Bitches. That's for bitches.
Well, he should.
does he sing it?
No. That is for bitches. Anyway. So, yeah, no, they go through, they do the heist, they have to get away. There's ups and downs around bends and all this stuff happens. And
it's a
really
premise,
entertaining.
But,
Simple premise. Steal from 7 casinos in one night. They're like, it can't be done. And they're like... But we're gonna do it.
Yeah.
And you know,
was
shit
it
happens.
Ocean's 13, where it was literally just one casino. But you know who?
No,
was
that
in...
was like I think Ocean's 11 was one casino.
You know who was in that movie, Ocean's 13? Don Cheadle.
Ah, isn't Don Cheadle in most of them doing like a really terrible British accent?
Yeah, he's awful in those movies.
Yeah, he's doing like a really terrible
Cockney
accent.
Like a really bad Cockney accent.
Everyone's looking at him like, we don't understand what this man is saying. And like everyone from London is like, neither do fucking we. No one does. It's because it's Don Cheadle.
Why did you remind me of Don Cheadle?
You were the one that brought him up. I'm talking about the old...
It's still
the old
linked.
Ocean's 11,
it's
not the new one.
Somehow.
Not the new one. Not talking about the new one.
No.
Old Ocean's 11.
I don't
it's
remember.
A quality film. Quality film. Really enjoyable. Like a Sunday afternoon, you're relaxing, put it on the TV.
I do want to rewatch it now. I want to rewatch it. Because I haven't rewatched it since I was a kid, so it'd be a good one to rewatch. And the Clooney one, I was a bit bored watching it, to be honest.
Yeah.
There was no urgency about it. You weren't like, yeah, fuck this up.
The thing about the Clooney one is that Clooney does like a really bad job throughout the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
And like Brad Pitt's the real main attraction, but he's not in it enough.
Okay, yeah.
And it's like
I seem to remember not remembering Brad Pitt in that
movie. And then Matt Damon's in it as well, and Matt Damon does a really bad job in it as well, because they handcuff Matt Damon with being like the newbie.
Matt Damon,
like, you're the newbie guy who doesn't know anything. It's like, but I want to do things. Shut up, Matt Damon.
Don't make me bring out Don Cheadle. It's like, hello, how's it going, Governor?
Oh no. Don't inflict Don Cheadle on us anymore, Hollywood. So please.
So you recommend the original
Ocean's 11? Yeah. Would recommend.
I recommend The Rock, because it's The Rock. It's got Nicolas Cage, anal beads, and fucking...
And The Rock says...
And the... Yeah. If you smell what The Rock is cooking, it's cooking a decent Michael Bay film. Yeah, I see why they're there. It's almost the end of the show, but first let's go to the big game for this week. The game is Trivia Pursuit, which is literally a trivia question. It's a trivial, but it's trivia. Anyway, it's a movie-related question.
Do you want to get sued by the board game, or, I mean...
No, that's why it's trivia. Anyway, and it's basically just a question for the listeners to guess. You can't guess it.
Oh, so this is the point where I zone out and...
Yeah, because usually
And concern myself with the fact that the waveform is clearly not correct.
I know.
Which I've been looking at the whole time we've been recording. It's like, this isn't right. Do you know, after you do the question, I'm going to go on a tirade about how Jamie is a complete dickhead. And he needs to be shamed on the podcast.
Last week, we played a new game, Jamie and I. It was called You Sly Son of a Bitch, where Sylvester Stallone reenacts... Sylvester Stallone. and Sylvester Stallone. Reenact a scene from a romantic comedy. Like, we were both imitating Sylvester Stallone. And the film was When Harry Met Sally. And no one guessed that. Hopefully they'll guess this one. You can't say anything, even if you know the answer. Which, I doubt you will. Come on. It's a Kevin Costner question. And Kevin Costner was in this movie, Jack Ryan. So I thought I'd do... Costner.
I'm probably not going to know it.
No. All right. Which of these films starred Kevin Costner? 1. Malibu Hot Summer.
Malibu.
2. Violet Blue.
Violet Blue.
3. Princess Caribou.
Princess Caribou.
So 3 silly titles.
Were they supposed to rhyme? Was that planned?
No, not even Violet. Malibu, Violet of Blue, Princess Caribou. I didn't do that on purpose.
His waveform is awful.
I know. If you know, or you think you know the answer to this, you can send us an email, bigrewindpodcast@gmail.com, and you'll get a shout out in the next episode. Which is why it's time for the shout-outs, the big shout-outs. Oh my God! All right, time to pimp your thing. Go on, what's Silent Consumer, all that stuff. Tell us what you do.
I do game videos sometimes on the gameplay channel, Silent Consumer, YouTube. That's pretty much it.
Oh, okay.
@silent_consumer on Twitter. Not that I don't use it a huge amount.
No.
But if you send me a message or something, then I'll reply.
Yeah. Cool. You do Let's Plays and stuff like that.
I do Let's Plays. There's a couple of podcasts on there.
Do you yell at Jamie?
I have some things in the oven. One is going to come out today.
Cool.
Where Jamie literally forgets that he needs bullets to make guns work. And then gets us killed right at the end of the video.
Nice.
And I just go off at him because he's a complete bell end.
I'm actually going to listen to that one. Yeah. Awesome?
It is pretty funny. It is just me shouting at Jamie for like most of the thing.
Good. I'll look out for it.
Yeah. Let's Play. It's going to be called Let's Play Ghost Recon Future Soldier.
Right. I'll check on your Twitter.
It's Tom Clancy, so you know that the title's got to be ridiculous.
Yeah, of course.
Shout out to Jack Ryan, also Tom Clancy.
Yeah. I'll look up on your Twitter and I'll retweet it.
Yeah.
And watch it.
Yeah.
My stuff to talk about is a new thing I've started called Generation Feedback, which is
Generation Feedback.
It's a feedback. It's a feedback. It's a podcast.
It's a feedback, Luke, everybody.
I can make feedback if you want. No. It's a podcast with my mom where we talk about music. There you go. And the blog that's attached to that is Feedback Theater. wordpress.com.
Okay, so what's your Twitter? What's your Twitter?
Twitter.
Yeah. At the Retro Critic?
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to see the best Yo Mama jokes sent to at the Retro Critic. Hashtag feedback loop.
Okay, everyone, send your links to Don Kino videos to at silent underscore consumer.
No, it's gonna be a bad day.
Anything Don Kino pictures, pictures you photoshopped yourself, you freak. Send to
if you're spending your day photoshopping your Don Cheadle's face onto your naked body, I feel bad for you.
It's bad, but it's kind of good in a weird way. Don't you feel it?
Is it? Can't you feel it?
Is it just me?
Yes, it's just you.
All right.
It's definitely just you. So yeah, let me talk quickly.
Yep.
Are you done? Because I need to go off on one about Jamie being a complete bell end.
Okay.
So we come in, right? We come in, and this fucking bell end, his light in his room doesn't fucking work. Okay? So I've got to go unplug some fucking lamp from somewhere else in the house, bring it the fuck downstairs and plug that shit in. The mic has no fucking battery in it. Like a complete... Who would take the battery out of the mic so it don't work? The mixer desk is a fucking nightmare. We're getting fucking feedback from the speakers and shit. I can't fucking deal with any of this. And then Audition's being a bit of a bell end. He's turned off the internet, so we don't have the fucking internet. Like, and the house is cold as shit. He's just generally pissing me off, to be honest. Anyway, I miss you, bro, and hope you come back soon.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Fucking bell end.
So you can beat him up.
Yeah.
Oh.
Adam tried to kill your cat.
I know, I did. Didn't work. Survive somehow.
All right.
Thank you for listening, everybody. We'll be back at some point, I guess. I don't know if it'll be Jamie, Dale, the cat. Who knows?
Squeaky chair.
It might be me and the squeaky chair. That's right, squeaky chair. Don Cheadle is terrible.
Right. That's it for podcast 27. The Don Cheadle is terrible edition. And Keira Knightley is also terrible.
I'm done.
Okay, I'm done too.
I've been done for a while.
That was the ending. Uh-huh. That was the ending. I had to have an ending.